don't know if you've heard, but the state of California is proposing legislation to outlaw spanking.
They say you can't spank your child. I say, well, I hope you don't show up when I do it, because I'll go to jail if you do.
Yowza.
I don't think there's any way we can turn away from being biblically faithful and not deal with our children.
This is Way of the Master Radio, reminding you words have meanings. Here's the situation in California. There is legislation being proposed to literally outlaw spanking. Specifically, the concern is young children, little kids. I know what some of you are saying right now. Outlaw spanking for young kids, and their concern, I'm sure in their liberal mind, this is a good motive, and it is. They're concerned that some kids are getting beat, that there is child abuse. But words have meanings. There is a difference between beating, spanking, correction, discipline. And I think they're confusing the difference between child abuse slash beating and biblical discipline. John Piper willing to go to jail over it because it's so important. But here's some questions for you. Do you spank young kids? How do you do that? When should you start? How hard should it be? How often? And most important, for what reason? Joining us right now, I'm thrilled to pieces about this. If you've never read Shepherding a Child's Heart, you really should. There's another book that goes with it called Age of Opportunity. It's written by the Tripp brothers. Ted wrote Shepherding a Child's Heart, Age of Opportunity, written by his brother Paul, talking about why biblical discipline. Why biblical spanking? And if you have never heard this, oh, this just might rock your parenting world. Ted, thanks very much for being with us today, sir.
Well, I'm happy to be with you, Todd. I'm looking forward to chatting together.
All right. John Piper, willing to go to jail over spanking if it becomes outlawed. Is it that important?
I think it is. I think obedience to the Word of God is important, and this is one of the callings that God has given us as parents, and His Word is not unclear about it. I often think of the passage in Proverbs 22:15. It says, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. So that's what God calls us to, and we need to obey God.
All right. Now, what I said, sir, in my little preamble was the concern of these legislatures, I'm sure, is good. Do you want kids to get beat in black and blue?
Absolutely not. And I think I have a great deal of sympathy for many people that are opposed to spanking because they associate it with an unbridled, angry parent who is hitting their child in frustration. Sometimes I've talked to people who have had that experience, and that's a horrible experience. It was frightening to them. It was humiliating. It was denigrating, and they promised themselves they would never do that to their children. And I always say to them, I never want you to do that to your children because what happened to you was terrible. But I think you made a good point a moment ago. We need to make a distinction between a careful, very measured use of discipline and an angry, out-of-control parent who's beating his child.
All right, so let's jump in with this, because what you teach, sir, there's two reasons I love it. One is because it's so biblical. It makes a ton of sense, which makes sense if it's biblical. But the punchline, which we'll share in just a little bit, is so magnificent, what discipline is all about, why you, mom and dad, really must spank your child, because it will also address the number one concern that you as a Christian parent have. Ted, let's start here. What are the reasons that we should be disciplining, spanking our children?
Well, I think especially when we're talking about little children in age 3 and under, I think especially as you talk about little children, the only reason for which a parent would be spanking a child would be a failure to obey, a failure to honor father and mother. And really, that goes back to the Ephesians chapter 6 passage, where God has drawn a circle in which children are to live, and the boundary of the circle is honor and obey. God promises in the context of that it will go well with them and they will enjoy a long life. So the reason for discipline, especially with little children, would be for defiance, failure to honor, failure to obey mom and dad.
And because mom and dad are God's representative.
Exactly.
To the child.
Exactly. Yeah, mom and dad represent the authority of God, and that's why the passage says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. It's before the Lord. It's because of the Lord. It's underscoring the authority of God in the lives of the child.
Okay, without sounding all puritanical, not that we have any problem with the Puritans, I as daddy am God's representative, and when my child fails to obey me, they are sinning against God, and I am acting as God's agent to administer discipline for their sin against him.
Yes, and that's exactly right. And the purpose of that is restoration. It's just exactly the same as God's purpose with us. Hebrews 12:5 says, "Have you forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons? My son, don't despise the Lord's discipline, because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, just like the father disciplines the child he delights in." So God disciplines us because he loves us and because his purpose is our restoration. And the parent disciplines the child who's disobeyed for that same purpose, to see that child restored to the proper relationship with the parent and therefore the proper relationship with God. Because as you mentioned, the parent is God's representative for that child. He's God's agent in that child's life.
On the telephone with Ted Tripp, Shepherding a Child's Heart. You can find it at shepherdpress.com. Definitely worth the read. And I also suggest Age of Opportunity, even if you don't have kids who are soon approaching the teen years, because you see a lot of great examples of the teachings that the two brothers have in application. So two wonderful books. All right, Ted, what is my ultimate purpose? What is my ultimate goal as a parent slash spanker discipliner of my children?
Well, my ultimate goal is I want my children to understand the goodness of God, the goodness of God's authority. I want them to embrace God and to see how profoundly they need God, how profoundly they need God's grace. Many times, as I talk about this and teach on spanking in seminars all over the country, I mention to parents, you know, that tender moment when you're hugging this child and who's had to be disciplined. You're loving him. You're expressing your love for him. One of the things we want to be saying is, "Oh, honey, this is why Jesus came. Jesus came because you and Daddy are people who stray from God's ways, and Christ came to redeem us and to give us his grace and his power." And I think those are just wonderful moments to seize for the gospel, to help children see how profoundly they need the grace of God.
So this is all about helping them understand, honey, you've got a sinful heart just like Mommy and Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're so awful with your sister and your brother, and that's why you stole that gum, mm-hmm. because you've got a wicked heart. Now, God put me here as his representative to discipline you for that and help you understand that there's a judgment and a consequence, and this is your consequence on earth. But someday, there's an even bigger consequence for our sin, and that's why
we need a Savior.
And so this whole thing that you've put together is just a great big duh. I mean, duh, why didn't we think of this? Why did it take you two to come up with this deal? This is just, it's all about making sure that our child ultimately gets saved.
Yeah, we want to help them to understand how deeply they need Christ and how deeply they need grace. And even when our children are struggling with obedience, I observed one of my sons recently with one of my grandsons, and his son was really struggling. He said to him, calling him by name, he said, "It's hard to obey Daddy, isn't it?" And the child's kind of nodding, and his little lower lip is quivering, and he said, "Who can help you?" "Jesus." "That's right. Jesus can help you." Well, even in that little interchange, he's helping this child to see, yes, you're called to obey. Obedience is difficult, but there's a Savior who has always obeyed, who obeyed for us, and who was obedient to the Father even to death on the cross for us, so that we can be empowered to obey. So we're always taking our kids to God. That's what it's all about.
Just love it, love it, love it. And one of the things that is so helpful about it is if you really understand that you're God's representative to help your child understand their sin, the consequence, the cleansing of Jesus, it's pretty hard to be spinning out of control when you're doing it.
That's
all right, you little monster. You're a sinner, and I'm going to help you understand how sin. It's a little tough
that's
to do that.
That's the last thing in the world, yeah.
Right, so it's really a good program for us. All right, so Ted, in really practical terms, let's just pass on a minute for the three and under. My child who can communicate, who can understand these concepts, they've done something wrong. When do I spank? When do we just talk about it?
Well, I think if we're dealing with defiant behavior, especially with younger children, I think we want to discipline for that. There are times with an older child where you sit down with this child, you say, "Look, here's what you were told to do. You didn't obey Dad, did you?" Sometimes I think that if the child is already repentant and compliant, I think that we don't necessarily have to spank every single time. But I think that generally with little kids, we want them to see that there are necessary consequences. And again, it's acquainting them with that bigger picture of the ultimate consequences of standing before God. There are necessary consequences when I disobey. And I can expect that mom and dad will be faithful in bringing that discipline correction to me.
Okay, so let's say a little kid, mommy or daddy says, honey, I don't want you to do that, and boop, they go ahead and do that. That's the time to discipline.
Yep, that's right, because the child's involved in defiance. We can say to that child, honey, daddy told you to pick up your toys, didn't he? You didn't obey daddy, did you? Okay, daddy's going to need to discipline you. And I used to say to my kids, you know, I'm disciplining you because this is what God calls me to do. And if I don't obey God, that's not going to be good for you, and it won't be good for daddy. So the best thing for both of us is for me to obey God and for me to discipline you.
Okay, now, one of the things that always runs through my mind is I don't want my child to think that, okay, I'm administering discipline in the name of God as his representative. I want to make sure I'm not doing it wrong, because that is going to be his association then with God. So how do I, what is my tone, my attitude, my speaking, so that I don't do the old, God told me to spank you, bada bing. How do I want to be doing this?
Yeah, I think we've got to sit down with our kids. We've got to speak to them in a calm and gracious manner. Discipline is never something you should do when you're angry. I always caution parents, if you have a low flashpoint, you need to separate yourself from the situation. Get along with God. Quiet your heart before God before you discipline. So discipline is never something I'm doing because I'm angry. And I'm saying to this child, honey, daddy loves you. I'm not mad at you. But you have moved outside the circle, the circle of obedience that God has given in Ephesians 6. You've disobeyed dad. You've moved outside the circle. That's a dangerous place for you to be because it won't go well with you out there. You won't enjoy a long life out there. Those promises that God gives that you honor and obey mom and dad won't be yours when you're outside the circle. So I'm disciplining you because I love you and I want to move you back inside the circle. So I think we're saying those kinds of things every single time we discipline.
Yeah, and to do it when you're mad, that is going to be the association with God because you are God's representative. So mom,
exactly
dad,
right.
Get it under control before you do this.
Exactly, that's exactly right. I can never bring unholy anger into this very righteous process that God has called me to.
All right, Ted Tripp, shepherdpress.com. Real quick, at what age do I start this process?
I think when children are old enough to understand you and to defy you, it'll be probably with most kids, it'll be before they're articulating. Because when they're old enough to understand your words and fail to obey, then it's time to begin that process.
Every kid is different. Approximately how many months?
It's going to be different with different children, but I would say certainly by the time you're dealing with an 18-month-old, a 12- or 18-month-old child, a child that's old enough to understand
okay.
you, kids have different maturational rates. But
and when do I stop this?
A younger child.
When do I stop this?
Well, I don't know the absolute answer to that question because, again, on the other end, there are maturational differences with children. There are differences in where kids fit into the constellation of children in your family. But I think it's the most effective with little children. Discipline gets their attention. It gives weight to your words. It humbles them. And I said humbles them, not humiliates them. But it humbles them, and it gives weight to your words. So it's the most effective with little kids. As they get older, they get more stoic about it, and they learn if I squeeze my buns real hard, it doesn't hurt quite as hard.
Right.
They figure out how to deal with it.
Right.
And then as they get older, we'll turn to other things, other methods of discipline that I talk about in Shepherding a Child's Heart. Paul talks about an age of opportunity.
And you can find those books at shepherdspress.com. Congratulations, we learned heard another word for the first time, buns, here on Way of the Master Radio.